There is no doubt it's been as rocky as a start the Pella football program has ever experienced. And we've talked almost ad nauseum about the tough schedule the Dutch have faced and the miscues that have flipped their upset attempts on their head.
Right to left for the Dutch. Snap to Hardman. Looking left all the way. Fires! Intercepted! Falsgraf picks it off in the end zone for a touchback. Third and four, snap to Bush. Play action. Looking to throw. Fires! And it's intercepted by Cram at the 45. Into Pella territory at the 40.
But tonight marks a new beginning with the district season starting. And one of the senior leaders of this team is doing his best to provide a shot in the arm to what could still be a playoff run in 2022.
Snap to Hardman, play action fake. Luke throws, open receiver Shetterly. First down and more. Down to the 20, to the 10, to the 5! Touchdown, Pella! C.J. Shetterly, a 45-yard dash.
I enjoyed it. You know, I was out there just having fun and doing as much as I could, and I even still think I can do more. You know, I want to touch the ball more and as much as I can. And, yeah, I mean, we just got to keep putting it together. You know, we can't, you know, look at last game and say, dang, we did good then, but we got to just keep doing it every single game. You know, I want to average 150 yards a game, if not more. Like, we can't settle.
On the field, C.J. Shetterly finally got the chance to shine he's been looking for after several near misses through the first 3 weeks of the season on big play opportunities. That athletic ability became first apparent last spring as he found his way to the famous Blue Oval as a multiple-time state qualifier and near medalist at Drake Stadium, according to wide receivers coach Jason Anderson, who was also an assistant on the runner-up Dutch track and field team in 2022.
I do field events, and he's a field event guy, so we always have a connection there. But it's just when he comes in and works out, when he does a running workout or even our stretch workout, he's in a mode. You know, he's kind of in game time mode. We're going to rock and roll, and that's fun for us to see. You know, CJ's all about business. He wants to get it rolling. And so to see him in track kind of make that leap, that even excited me more for, you know, doing the wide receivers at Pella High, to see what he was going to do here in the fall. And all, like I said, all throughout the summer, it just kind of continued. So you're right, you know, we saw that in track, and then it just continued throughout the summer. And he's just got a laser focus. A great leader, always jumps in to be the first person in line. And sometimes, you know, Coach Room and Coach Fox throw a ball on the first one, their arms not quite warmed up. So I always give him a hard time of, man, maybe you don't want to be that first guy in line. But he always wants to be that first guy in line so he can show those younger guys how it's done.
CJ believes the confidence gained after the 2021 football season, a fall in which the team almost ran the ball exclusively, was the missing piece in allowing him to showcase his abilities this year.
Football last year, it was a great season, had a lot of fun, but it didn't go as well as we wanted it to. And, you know, that leaves me with a lot to not, I didn't give enough, you know. And so when track season came around, I had so much to give and so much, you know, so much heart into something. And that's what I put in the track, you know, and I had fun. The guys were so much fun. And, you know, speed's kind of a thing that's just kind of, you know, it's there. And so, and I get to go out there and run as fast as I can, and it's there for me, and I love it.
And while it took 4 weeks for a breakout game to finally happen, what CJ was trying to do behind the scenes is what Anderson believes has much of the Dutch still believing there's something to make of the final five games of this season.
When CJ and I chat back and forth, a lot of times we talk about, okay, what's the legacy that he wants to leave here? And I think the legacy he's really working on right now is just being a leader for the younger kids. And so, you know, when he's in a group, you know, we have our sophomores and our juniors with us. He's, like I said, he's that first guy that goes. He's coaching guys up, telling them where to go. One of my favorite stories I tell people is I saw him about 3 weeks ago in the hallway, and it was fifth period, and he was already like dialed in focus. And I'm like, CJ, we're almost there. And he's like, Coach, I'm ready. I'm ready right now. So, you know, it's just, I think he cares about what he's leaving behind for students to understand that, hey, it does take hard work. And CJ, if you look up hard work in the dictionary, man, he's right there.
No, I got a lot of responsibility this year, and I know a lot of those guys look up to me, and so I can't ever hang my head. You know, I always got to be the positive guy and the guy that's just always keeping that energy high, and that's really what I focus on, is just, you know, make sure that these guys are ready to play and prepared to play and are always, throughout the game, just going and going and going.
And CJ shares that belief. At worst, he's got 5 football games left before his career on the gridiron is over. And that sense of urgency, coupled with the lessons learned against 4 top 10 teams these past few weeks, make him believe Pella is still a dangerous team to overlook between now and the final horn sounding.
I think a lot of the guys, you know, you can look at our record and, you know, you can be sad about it and whatever, but to me, there's no point. You know, what is there to mourn on? Why do we just look at this record and give up? There's no point. You know, we have everything to battle for, you know, and we do have some tough games ahead of us, but that's, you know, that's the game. We got to go out there and we got to compete as hard as we can every night, every snap, every play. And, you know, we can't give up because that's just not who we are.
Fake to Fuller. Bush rolls left. The lefty pump fakes, spins out of a tackle, fires to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Pella! C.J. Shetterly, a Houdini act from Bo Bush.
With this look at Pella High School wide receiver C.J. Shetterly, for KNIA Cable S Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.